This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1067, Life After IELTS, Tough Interview Questions.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
To stay motivated, you need to keep future goals in mind, and you need to be prepared for future challenges like job interviews. You will shine at your next interview with today's sample answers.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Hello, Aubrey. How are you today? It's your last week in Idaho, right?
I know. I have just a few more days of cooler weather, and then we're back to the blistering Arizona sunshine.
Ooh, but it's been a nice long day. That's a great adjective. Blistering. The blistering heat. The blistering sun. We love to be extreme in English, don't we?
Though for Arizona heat, that's really accurate. If ever you run barefoot on pavement in Arizona, you're going to get blisters on the bottom of your feet. It's so hot. It burns you. So you have to be careful not to do that. So it's actually really accurate in Arizona, at least, that it can be blistering.
Oh, well, I guess that's a good way to remember that new vocabulary word.
Really gross visual that'll help you remember.
Today, guys, we are starting a new series. I would actually like to think of Nikolai's episode as being the first in this series, but we decided that that is such valuable information and inspiration for you guys to think about what your life will be like after IELTS. Because, guys, IELTS isn't the end of it, right? Like, you're not learning English just for this exam and then you don't need English anymore. You're not taking IELTS just to take the test and never think about English again, right? IELTS is just a step on your life journey. So after IELTS, guys, you could be immigrating with your family to Canada and getting a new job. You could be getting a master's at Cambridge University. There are so many ways you will still need English in your life, guys. So we are going to start talking about that a couple times a month. And today we're going to focus on what you can say in a job interview, because no matter what you're studying, you will have to interview for a job at some point.
Yes. And I think this is so motivating to keep the end goal, the future goals in mind, because if you start really honing in on IELTS and that's all you're thinking about, it would be hard to stay motivated, I think. But if you're thinking about your dreams and your goals in the future, the job you want, the interviews you're going to have one day, to keep this in mind as you're studying for IELTS is going to keep you motivated, and you'll be able to spend the time in your study plan that you need to keep going and get the scores you need.
Exactly. Guys, we work with a lot of students one-on-one, and the students that are so stressed out and anxious, they are consumed by IELTS, right? But those who are maintaining a positive attitude and those who do better on the exam, ultimately, are people who keep their bigger goals in mind, honestly, right? Like, we have experienced this firsthand. So that's why these episodes are so important. So today, guys, we are going to show you how to answer three common job interview questions. And you know what? Honestly, like, these answers could be used on IELTS too, you know, in part one.
They could all come up on IELTS speaking. Totally.
Yeah. Totally. So we're going to take turns. Aubrey, I'm going to ask you the first question. Before we get to this question and answer, guys, if you do need IELTS for job IELTS, if you do need English for job purposes, you can find out what your business English level is for free. We have another great short quiz for you guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/work quiz, and then you'll get free resources for modern business English that we actually use. Okay. Not that textbook stuff. Okay. Aubrey, tell me about your background.
Well, I'm originally from Idaho, so I'm a bit of a country girl. I grew up on a farm in a very rural area, but then I moved to Europe when I was 18. I was a nanny, and I became a bit more cosmopolitan. I was living in Belgium, Brussels, a big city, and at first I was maybe a little bit fish out of water, but I quickly I loved it, right? I loved the people. I loved learning a new language. I became fluent in French, got a lot of great experience. Traveled all over. And then when I came back to the States, I moved to Arizona and I started a job that I loved and I was living in a city that I loved. So though I miss a little bit that my rural roots, I'm a city girl at heart now. So that's changed a bit.
That's a good tongue twister. Rural roots.
Yeah,
rural roots. Guys, I want to point out some great vocabulary there and then also strategically why that was a good answer for a job interview. A bit of a, that's like a really native way to say like kind of, right? I'm a bit of a this, I'm a bit of a that. And that could be used tongue in cheek also. When you want to say you really are something, like, I'm a bit of a soccer fan, when like I'm being sarcastic because I'm a huge soccer fan, right? So that comes through in the tone and the context. Cosmopolitan, great adjective. Urban, city-fied, if you will.
Yeah.
Fish out of water. Guys, you can definitely use that on IELTS. Talking about a time when you felt not at home, not comfortable where you were, right? You felt different than everybody else around you, a fish out of water. So strategically, why I like that as an answer is you didn't just stay like in Idaho in that answer, right? You moved on quickly, I might add, to show the hiring manager that you have traveled, that you're worldly, that you are a flexible person, right? So I think strategically as well, that was a great answer.
It's interesting. As I was answering, I was thinking about, I feel like I'm answering this so much better and I would do a lot better in a job interview now because we've done so many episodes with sample answers for IELTS.
And totally.
You're thinking about being more interesting and having better intonation, better vocabulary. So that skill is going to transfer to job interviews for you guys. As you're practicing for IELTS speaking, you'll be able to use all those skills to knock it out of the park when you have an interview.
That's a really good point. That's a really good point.
All right. Are you ready? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I just want to, by the way, guys, real fast, all of these questions and a lot of the vocab is taken directly from our Business English for the Global Professional course. So again, like if you know you need English for a profession very soon in the future, guys, check it out, allearsenglish.com/business. Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Jessica, describe your strongest attribute.
Oh, wow. Well, I am best versed. No, I am well versed in language. I got my undergraduate in Spanish literature and Portuguese, and then I continued on to get a master's in applied linguistics. And I have been teaching English for a couple decades at this point. I have done everything there is to do in the field of ESL. So in this current position that I will hopefully be hired for, I will be the strongest communicator you have on staff. I can empathize with any client and their problems and needs and communicate clearly how we may best serve them.
Excellent answer. You're hired.
Woo! I got the job.
You know what I really loved there? And this is great advice for speaking answers on IELTS and job interviews. Natives do this all the time where they'll intentionally make a grammar error. Like you were like best versed, you know, well versed, right? And then correct yourself, and it's on purpose. So this is another reason to not be worried so much about grammar errors, because sometimes natives will do them intentionally. So if you were to make a little grammar error like that and be like, no, and correct yourself, they wouldn't know if you're doing it like a native on purpose or if it's really a grammar error. So it's another reason to not worry about that, to just focus on making that connection, doing your best, and not be stressed about making grammar errors on IELTS speaking as well as in a job interview.
Totally. Grammar is always the last thing you guys need to be worried about, even though it's the first thing that many of you are worried about. Totally. That's like one of our biggest jobs, right? Connection, not perfection. Encouraging you to focus on the communication. Okay, so I'm going to ask you one last question. And guys, this is a weird question, but it does come up in job interviews all the time. It's wild. Okay. If you were an animal, Aubrey, what would you be and why?
That is a tricky question, but I think I would have to say that I would be a fox, because a fox is very wise. Sometimes people think of a fox as sneaky, but I think of a fox more as clever and just kind of smart about the way they go about things, right? So when it comes to time management and multitasking, right? Things that you have to really be sort of clever about. What are my priorities? What do I need to get done first? Managing your time. That takes a little bit of thinking sometimes, some strategizing. And I definitely associate a fox with being clever and being able to strategize like that.
I love it.
It's a tricky question.
It is. It is so hard. What would I say to that?
I'm curious.
It's so hard to answer something like that on the spot. Like, right. You really just have to answer with the first animal that comes to mind and then justify it. You know, like, no matter what it is. Like, I always think of monkeys first, I think, because I was born in the year of the monkey. And so then I could justify that by talking about having a high energy and a strong work ethic.
Yes, or working well with others because they're very social.
Yeah,
you would kind of have to make it up as you go, right?
Totally.
Which is kind of what I did.
Gotta be flexible. Great adjectives, though. So wise, sneaky, clever. Here's a great phrasal verb, guys. To go about things, instead of just say do things, say go about things. Great phrasal verb. So guys, I hope you have found some vocabulary today that you can use in your IELTS answers for sure, but also get inspired, guys. Your life is bigger than IELTS, okay? We are here to help you get past this exam. You will get past this exam. And then what, right? Planning doesn't stop there. Preparation doesn't stop there. So guys, again, if you need professional English, if you want to be flexible, we're not formal a lot of the time. We are not formal, even at work, guys. We have to be ready for those situations and work cultures. So take our free business English quiz, allearsenglish.com/work quiz. And guys, remember, you can get into the business English for the global professional right now. Amazing course, guys. Interviews with 25 native professionals. Successful current lessons, guys. Check it out, allearsenglish.com/business. All right, sweet. Aubrey, thanks for your answers today. You did
yes,
great.
Me too.
You're hired.
That was really fun. You're hired. We're both hired.
All right,
see you next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.